Yud Beis Teves, Sunday the 19th of December. This week's shiurim have been sponsored anonymously. Diane Baruch Rappaport, The Cost of a Favour.
So, let me start off with an incident, a story that resulted in a very fascinating shaila. The story was a tragic story, a terrible tragedy happened. A couple were driving in a car with a little tiny baby, and there was an accident, and they were killed, and the baby survived. Neither the husband nor the wife had a relative in the world. So there was a question, what happens to the baby? And there was another couple who had a mishpacha, and they volunteered to take in the baby. They actually raised the baby, looked after the baby, mechanech the baby, was a little boy, and made him a bar mitzvah eventually, sent him off to yeshiva. He went the regular route. He had at chasnegat, he got married. I don't know whether he did his stint for a year or two in El Sron HaKoyl, but the bottom line was he didn't want to learn, and he went into the property business. He was extremely matzliach. He got married, he had his own family, became very, very wealthy, and one fine day, the father who'd raised him, the adoptive father, whatever you want to call it, the Megadol, raised him, was Teveim to Bezdin, summons him to Bezdin, and I'll be politically correct, and I won't say at this moment in time which Bezdin, a little bit later, perhaps, and it was Teveim, what was it to be? He said, made a cheshbon, over the years I spent £400,000 raising you, looking after you. You owe me the £400,000? I want it back. You owe me the £400,000. Interesting sign. So, let's us try and investigate this child a little bit. Let's see if there's any Gemaras anywhere which would perhaps indicate which way we should be going. Oh, very good, very good. So the first one, we got the Mara Mekumis here. Yeah. The first Gemara is in Bov Metzia. In Bov Metzia, which I don't happen to have here. Okay, I've got the Mara Mekumis somewhere. Yeah. Somebody goes into somebody else's field, which obviously was as yet uncultivated, and he went and he planted there a ganze orchard without getting the okay from the balabos. So Rav says, we make an assessment, make a calculation. Obviously the field has now improved tremendously. What it was worth before, what X, and now it's worth Y. So the question is, should the person who's invested, the investor, should he get the profit from this, or just recoup his expenses? So Rav says, he gets whatever is less. If the expenses, the investment is less than the profit, then the capital gains for this field, then the one who planted gets only the expenses. If the expenses are more and it didn't produce such a great profit, then he gets the lesser amount. He gets the profit. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar Oimdim Kam Adam Reitz Alitim Misodeh Zulunoita. So it says the balasode would be prepared to pay that somebody should develop his field. So we assess how much, what's the market price for for what is one paid? What is a developer paid? And that's what he has to give him. Omer Apopa, the Gemara, or Apopa says, Lei Pligas, Rem Machloikas, Kambesodra, Asuyolita, Kambesodra, Shenesulita. Where it's a field where it's good to plant trees there, so Rashi learns then the Bala Soda has to pay him whatever the market price is for developing the field. And where it's a field which is not good to plant, then the investors. So Akopan, from this Gemara we see that if someone does something, he was doing him a favor. He went into an uncultivated field and he developed the field. He did him a gewaltige teuva. So from the Gemara you see, the question is how much, but he's entitled to some form of payment, some sort of payment. So if it seems from here that if a person does a favor to somebody else, he is entitled to claim some sort of payment. If so, in our case, the fellow who raised this Yosef Nebuch and looked after him is entitled to some sort of payment. Maybe his expenses he should... maybe the guy now is worth £5 million and the expenses were only £1 million, so let him get £1 million at least. I can't say you should get the £5 million, but something from this Gemara would seem. So we've got one Gemara which seemed to indicate that there is a chiyuv of payment to somebody if they do a favor. Shulchanor is capacitating like that. I brought it down in Shulchanor Cheshmish Bashinayin Hey. Mechabe says a yeri l'seich soda chaver shle b'shus v'nota im hoisa soda asuyo lito im din kam odom loitza litim b'soda zu l'noito v'bala soda v'meina asuyo lito shle shomi lo yala retartonus. He gets whatever less, whether it's the profit is less or the expense is less, that he gets. But according to everyone, whichever the case is, the person who did the favor is entitled to some payment. The Ramah says agos tam kerem asuyo lito. And then the Gemara, then Ramah introduces the idea in other areas as well. Our title: if somebody does a favor for somebody else, shloim b'shus, without being requested by the recipient, ayin el simer reish samach dalet. So he sends us to Shulchan Aruch Hashmiz reish samach dalet. Sorry, reish samach dalet, which we will soon look at. So that's one Gemara. Then there's another Gemara which seems to contradict this Gemara. Gemara in Subas. It's a Mishnah, actually. The Mishnah says, Misha Olach Lemdina Zayom, a fellow went overseas, and left behind his wife. And his wife didn't have food in the house. So someone, some kind Samaritan, good Samaritan, decided that someone's going to look after this woman. So he started sending in food parcels, or sent her in checks or cash, right? So when the husband comes back, so the guy who was looking after the wife is to pay him to bezin and says, listen, you owe me money. I was looking after your wife. Chanan oimer ibed is moisov. Has no claim whatsoever. The husband didn't ask him to look after his wife, so he's got no claim. He did a favor. Not entitled to money for a favor.
Came from the wife. Came from the wife, not from the husband.
One second. Let's go a bit further. Yeah? Let's go a bit
wife
further.
He's not Machir.
The husband's not Machir
to pay the
husband's.
Yeah.
He is. So it's a similar case. You've seen the Gemara, similar case. If you owe somebody money, and I go and pay your chayv, can I claim from you the money? I'm doing another. It's a favor. You owe Chaim Shmerl money, so I go do a favor. I'm a big tzaddik, so I go and give him the money that you owe him. Yeah. Then afterwards I say, come and give me the money. So you say to me, did I ask you to pay? I did not ask you to pay. So the husband can say the same thing. Husband never asked him to sort his wife out. Lech l'kol av b'nei kranim doilim. The Mishnah says, v'amru yishova kamahoytzi v'yitim. So they say, no, he should make a shua how much he spent, and he can bring the money back. Omer abdeis ben hulkinus k'divreim, Omer abiyach v'zaka, yofa omer chonon, hiniyach mo'yisov al-kheir natsri. So the conclusion of the Mishnah is, like chonon, He's lost his money. He's thrown his money into the abyss, the sea, whatever. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Subas, you got a writer. Tanan also, my moida no mechavero, shokel, shikle, peres, chavis. Someone's moida no from somebody else. He mustn't have an no from him. The other guy mustn't have an no from him. So nevertheless, it says shokel shiklo. You can give the for the korbanos to the Beis Hamikdash upereas chayvo. He can pay the other guy's debt. Umarzil avedoso. If he finds the lost article of the other fellow, he can give it back to him. Uvemokim shenoklin schar, the place where he takes schar for this sort of thing. Tikul and olahegj. So the Gemara asks a kasha. Bishlo mashokel lo yeshiklo. Can understand that a moidano can give the shekel to the Beis Hamikdash on behalf of the other person. There's mitzvah called it. He's doing a mitzvah. What is the problem? Moidano means he mustn't have an oar from the other person. He mustn't have an oar from the other person. Or the other person mustn't have an oar from him. Yeah? So if he gives the shekel on behalf of the other person, there's no hanor here, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is not only honest mitzvah. This man terminal over go very well as your negroes. Umarzilo Avedo said the same thing. He can give the person who's mudano. He can give him back his lost article, give him Mishav Avedo. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. He's not having a no from that. It's a mitzvah. Ela perela es choyvoy. Go and pay the other person's choyv. Hakamishtar shalei. The choyv is getting a no, he's getting a financial benefit because the other person, the choyv, has to pay him. Gemara says, we're holding like Chanan. The Chanan says that if I pay somebody else's debt on his behalf, I have no claim on that person. I've lost. If I do a favor for somebody, I did a toiver. You can't take money for doing a toiver. That's what the Gemara in Suba says. The Gemara in Bav Metzia of Yair L'Soy Chesod HaVeir Shleb Shus seems to indicate you can take money for doing a toiva. Still in the Gemaras, no?
No.
Why?
Because in the first case, he's getting a benefit all the time.
So?
He's getting the food and
so?
He's fair.
But the person did it for a favor. Why is he entitled to money for the favor? I decided to paint your house. Why should I be able to claim money for it?
I did you a favor.
Who didn't want the favor?
The Baal of Sodom.
The Baal of Sodom didn't say. He didn't ask him.
He said, I wanted to say the field to stay uncultivated because I wanted to rest for 2 years.
The fact is that he improved the field. I'm talking about when he improved the field. He didn't make the field worse. Tosus asked the kasha and the stira between the two Gemaras. Tosus says here, Chonon Oyma Ibn Meisav, Lekelak Shui Mahod, the Kaiman on Ayer, the Sodish Chavarim, Noshle, which is the Shomel, like Oris, or the Boyne Chavosh Chavarim, the Noisim Le Mashi Anayu. So Tois asked this Kasha. Why in the case of where he paid the debt for somebody, or he paid the woman's mezonos, he paid the woman her mezonos on behalf of the husband, he cannot claim? In the case of improving the other person's field, he can claim. So Tosfos answers the Hosa Mashvar Be'en. In the case of the Yair L'Seir Sodeh Chaveiroi, you see the actual improvement. The field is a different field completely. Yeah. V'dinu Shiyitoi. So therefore, it's the right thing. It's ethical that you should be able to claim the money. Avol Hocha, but in the case of where he paid someone's debt, or he was mefaun as somebody else's wife.
See, she's alive, otherwise
she'll
be dead.
Huh?
See, she's alive, otherwise
she'll
be dead.
He hasn't improved the actual object at all. He hasn't improved the actual object. First of all, who said she would have died? Not everyone dies if they don't eat a three-course meal every day.
Yeah?
You know, they can survive on bread. So, didn't El Arshe, maybe says Tosfos. But all he did was he protected him. He staved off the creditor. That's what he did.
The bailiffs.
The bailiffs, yeah. But he didn't actually give anything to the debtor, or he didn't actually give anything to the husband of this woman. Yeah, the husband of this woman. So it's a similar case to you see a lion coming to attack someone's flock, and you drive away the lion. Yeah, you drive away the lion. You stop the lion from causing a hefsed to the other person. So I haven't actually given the person anything. I've just stopped him from, I've prevented him from having a loss. So the avogav the mahano is lo mischayv midik and masik ben dorim ben imrit. So that's the chiluk which Tosfos makes. Yeah. Then we come. So that would answer the contradiction between the two Gemaras. Gemara Mitzvah and Gemara Mitzvahs. But what is, how would it relate to our case? So the case of where he raised this yosem, and he spent money on the yosem. Yeah. So what is that? Is that also like Mavri Achari, or is that like Yerulis? Is that improving the field?
Like
Mefanus the wife.
The
wife.
It's Mefanus
yeah.
The child.
Yeah. Okay. Nechoira, yeah. It would seem so. It would seem so. So in the Ram and the Dorim, I brought it down on the Maram HaKoymus, the Ram and the Dorim says, he brings a Rashba. Because of Rashba, Zal, Daf kebe mefarish, what you were asking. Before the dafke b'mefarash machmas mezonos shechayev lo baylo noisilo. When do we say that he's lost his money? When he's mefarnes the woman, he gives mezonos the woman. When he says clearly that he's giving her this mezonos in the place in lieu of what the husband owes her. Chay gavna machonon the potter. Then Chonon says he's potter. The husband is potter from paying him. Avol pilnei stam. But if he didn't say, I'm giving this to her in lieu of what the husband owes her, what he say? Well, he's got rachmanis on her. She's got no food. Yeah, so he goes and he gives her the money without saying anything clearly. Then he can claim the money. Why? The fisher kolam mefanis stam, ain't a mefanis b'toris matona, ela b'toris hobo. Anybody who supports somebody else without saying clearly why he's doing it, is doing it, says the Rashba, in terms of a loan, not in terms of a gift. Yeah. So my Yidin, Rachmanim b'nei Rachmanim. Yeah, and the Rashba says, no, if someone's not explicit, doesn't spell out exactly his motives, then we assume that he's not giving it as a gift, but he's doing it as a loan. A loan. So the Nimsal, excuse me, Nimso says Rashba, she owes him the money because he lent her the money. Whoever supported her collects from her, and then she can go and tell her husband, listen, you owe me. Yeah, whether it'll help or not, basically. So that's the Rashba. So the Rashba says, the Rashba is saying, if a person is not explicit in what he's doing, then minastam, he's doing it not as a gift, but as a as elbow. So if this this kind Eid and his wife who took in this poor Yosem and raised him and spent hundreds of thousands of pounds to establish him, if they weren't explicit, l'chayr, and they didn't say clearly, didn't make a achroza that we're doing this as a tzedakah, or yeah, so then it's a loan. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. So we've got them down. So Shulchan Aruch and Chesh Mishpat Reish Samach Dalet says in Ramot, V'chein kol Adam she'oise im chaveiroi pe'ula itoivo, anybody who does a favor for somebody else, lo yuchal lo ima b'chinem osis oimodi. The recipient of the favor cannot say, you did me a toivo and I don't owe you a cent. He can't say, I didn't instruct you like you were suggesting. The Bala HaSoda said, I didn't tell you to do it. He said, you can't say that. You've got to pay. Go and tell the Indian Revenue this. I don't know if they'll accept it, yeah? Reish Memvov, number two here. Ago, we still got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
So this Ramah in the first Ramah is like whom? It's like the Rashba. It's like the Rashba. That if the person, the Rashba said, remember that if you're not explicit, then Stam is not a Matona, Salvo.
Sorry, which way do you have to be explicit? Then it's alone or it's not alone?
No. You have to be explicit. It's a matona. Stam is not a matona. Stam is a halva. A person doesn't do all sorts of things.
I was involved in an actual case with Hassan by the Bezdin here in London.
Yeah.
The father of a girl whose husband wouldn't support her. He supported her, the father.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to do a divorce settlement, the father wanted his money back, and the Bezdin said, no, had you specified from the outside that you were lending the money, you could have got it back. You gave it as a gift. Finished.
No, we'll soon come to that. Yeah, so it seems to be contradicting what I'm saying. Or what the Rashba is saying. Okay. Right, so maybe the Bezdin Pasuk is wrong. I'm joking. Yeah. So look again, the second Shulchan Aruch, number two. Reish Memvov. Somebody says, "Come and have, come. I'm inviting you for a meal."
So
I'm going to shalim lo. Right? I'm a chuyf to pay. So I'm going to shalim lo. It's not a gift. Lochain, Misha now, interesting Shail, this is a Shail, true, it's a Deshnaglaz Shail. It's negated to many people. Misha Machele Chasnem Bitoy. That's a person married off his daughter, and he made an agreement with his son in law, and him 5 years' guest. Beautiful. And he gave him 7 years' guest. Continued for another 2 years. Afterwards, he says to the Chosn, I only agreed to give you 5 years, the 2 years, only. Misha Machel Chasnim in Bita Yosim is Manche Kosov Lemezoinus, Sorech Achosn and Shalim Lemezoinus of Keshiyit Vamemenu. If the father in law claims from him, he has to pay. Of Lemezoinus Ishtoi, okay. Then he goes on, Vedach Gedelekoi Chocha the Nosan Rishay Matona, says Ramon. It's only when it's not implicit or there's no indication that he gave it to him for Matona. Where it's sort of more than a presumption that he gave it as a gift, afterwards they fell out, the Shver Medaidim, and that's why he's claiming from him, Kotter, then the son-in-law, the Edim, doesn't have to pay. So if it's clear that he gave it as a gift, so from this Ramah we see as follows. He's going like the Rashba, that Stam, favor, is not a gift, and you have to pay for it, unless it's clear that it was a gift. Unless we can be clear that it's like Dvon Shebeliba Belev Kolodom, that it's an umdir in the Muchach, that it's a gift.
In front of Eidim?
Huh? It doesn't have to be in front of Eidim. If one can assume that it's...
He's been paid for 5 years...
It is the same
Islam coming alone.
So the Chayra is that when it was. Otherwise, he should have said, listen, Kest is finished now, I'm lending you money. Yeah? Okay. So, in another Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samuel Gimel says, Oim lechaveiroi du bechatsri. Ain't so, this is a shayr in the Tashbetz, a chuv in the Tashbetz. He brings Takeb, it's Yosef B'Shem Hashbaz, that. If somebody says, like, Gemara, where Zener of Zerichos, we paskin Potter. So if somebody goes and moves into somebody else's house, which he doesn't normally hire out, rent out, he doesn't have to pay him Schadir. But what happens if the guy didn't move in without permission. But the fellow says to him, you know what, I'm going overseas for a few weeks. You can stay in my house. Yeah? So the Shaila does, can he afterwards claim rent? Can he afterwards claim rental? So the Tashbis Pasuk is no. No. He did a favor. A favor.
Get this house.
You can't. No, no. The owner of the house owner, he did a favor to the guy. And you can't claim money for a favor. Not like the Rashba. Not like the Rashba. Yeah? So that's a shtickle stira between this Ramo and the other Ramo. Here, the other Ramo passes like the Rashba. And here he says, not like the Rashba. So the Shach and the receivers actually say that it's Tzolchir. So it seems to be a contradiction between one Ramo and the other Ramo. And others say it's a Sveke Dedina because we've got a contradiction, Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Maisa, I said to you that maybe later I'll tell you who the Bezdin was. The Bezdin, about the original Shaila, about the Yosem, it didn't happen in London. It happened, I don't even know where it happened, but the Bezdin was the Bezdin of the Rif that was asked, the Shaila. So, Chuvas Harif. Chuvas Harif. It was a Chuvas Harif. And in Shulchan Aruch we find also a little bit of a contradiction. In number four, in Choshe Mishpat, Reish Tzadi, it says, Yisoyimim shesom choysel balabais vezono isa mishaloi. Yisoyimim were living by somebody and he was feeding them. Lo yinich moysel al keren hatzvi. He hasn't lost his money. He can claim the money from them. Ramo, v'hu adin echor sh'oma shehilva li yisoyimim. If somebody says, he claims that he lent the yisoyimim money, he can also claim it back. Avol bat, says the Ramo, and this is the bottom line. In pilnus and b'toyros gemilas chasodim, p'turim. If he supported them as a mitzvah, gemilas chasodim, he supported them as a mitzvah, he fed them as a mitzvah, then he can't claim back the money. That's Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat. Yeah? In Yeridea, number 5, also Shulchan Aruch, Mechaba says, Misha pilnus yosoim. And his idea was, he was trying to do a mitzvah, and when the Yosem grew up, he claims what he laid out, can't claim it back. So I think that's the Mechabes. And the Ramah says, I go, even if the Yosem has a fortune of money, like the case with the Chuvas Harif. Yeah? Unless he was, again, explicitly made a condition when he started supporting this Yosem, he said, I'm doing it purely as a loan. When the guy's got money, he'll have to pay me back. Dafka Yosem. Says Ramah, that only applies to if it was a Yosem, aval acher, but a regular person, a filu bistam, even if he didn't say clearly that he's doing it as alvo, nama amrin shederach alvo osa miyachas sheyesh min chosim. Somebody gives money to somebody who has a bit of, has his own income, then we don't assume that it's a gift, on the contrary, we assume it's alvo. So the bottom line is, the Noide Buda brings this shaila, about the person who raised the Yosem and then afterwards claimed the money, the Nedi Buda says that in Shulchan Aruch it seems to be a big mishmash in this case. You've got the Rashba, you've got the Rif. The Rif holds not like the Rashba. And it's very difficult to know what to do, says the Nedi Buda. So in the end he concludes that Ein Ledayan Ela Mash Ein Avroyah, the Dayan has to assess whether the person did it as l'shem mitzvah, as a gift, or he did it purely as a hovor. So I would venture to suggest that the Bezdin that you're talking about didn't pass him wrong, but they assessed probably correctly, I would assume correctly. That was the person's motive. So minastam, in such a case, this tragic case that we're talking about of the Chuvas Harif, Miss Toma, the person did it, the Shem Mitzvah.
Yeah.
person. I mean, how does he know? How does he know that the Yosef is ever going to have any money to repay him? I don't know. So in such a case, the Bezin would have to paskin that it's a gift and is not entitled.